Hello, and welcome to today's episode of the Zero Limit Life podcast. My name is Olusheye Igbafe, your host, and as always, I'm glad to have you on the episode. Today's episode is tagged Conflict Management or Conflict Resolution, and it is a sequel to my last episode that is tagged You Will Fight. It is tagged You Will Fight because conflict is an inescapable, inevitable part of life. Whether we like it or not, when you have two, three people together in close proximity or in any relationship, whether it be love or life relationship or work relationship, there is bound to be conflict. And as I explained in my previous episode, this is because we all have different perspectives. Now, if you have not listened to that episode, please pause this episode or stop this episode and go and listen to that episode. There is so much to learn from. Now, having established that we can't avoid conflict in life because conflict is inescapable and it is inevitable in any relationship, the next step is that we need to develop the ability and the skills to manage conflict and to resolve conflict. So I'm going to be sharing with you five key methods or five key ways of resolving conflict. Now, when it comes to the approach to resolving conflict, which is also what I'm talking about, like five key approaches to resolving conflict, right? When it comes to resolving conflict, there is no one size fits all. What do I mean by that? I mean that for every conflict, the approach that you would take will be dependent on what the conflict is about, the parties involved, the outcome, the timing, the importance of the relationship to you, you know, your concern about the outcome, and so many other factors. So this conflict relation or when we talk about conflict resolution, it's actually about situational management, your ability to apply the right resolution method in the right situation. And that means that, you know, the application or the approach to conflict will vary from situation to situation. I hope you understand that. So these five methods are not methods that you will use every point in time. You will use them depending on the situation, depending on the conflict, depending on the parties involved, depending on the gravity, depending on the outcome, etc., etc. I'm sure you get it. All right, so there are five common or five key conflict management styles. The first one is avoidance, and that is the most common. It is always astonishing, you know, in my training classes and sometimes in my coaching conversations, when I ask people, how do they resolve conflict? Most people avoid conflict. Most people avoid conflict. Once there is conflict, they pretend that they are not aware there's conflict. They just walk away from it. And yes, there is a time to avoid conflict. I mean, avoidance is a method of conflict resolution. However, it can't be a one-size-fits-all. It can't be your go-to method. It has to be a method that you use when the situation warrants it. So when should you use avoidance? First, let me define what avoidance is. Avoidance is when you do not address the conflict. You simply don't address it. You act maybe a diplomatic, or you withdraw, or you hide your own true feelings. You just let it go. That is avoidance. And so when should you use avoidance? You should use avoidance when the issue is very trivial and it will pass quickly, when it is simply about opinion, but it has no long-lasting consequences. You should use avoidance when the people involved don't matter to you. For example, you are driving on the highway and somebody cuts in front of you. I mean, I think we've watched enough horror stories to know that that never goes right. Okay, so but, you know, apart from that, just avoid it. There's no need getting yourself worked up. Just let it go. We use avoidance when the heat is too much and everybody's tensed up. We can say, okay, let's leave it for now, so everybody has time to cool down. When the issue has more weight, you know, the outcome has more value to the other person and to you, you can use it. So again, in rounding up about avoidance, a lot of people use avoidance as their one and only method. That is unhealthy because you would have a lot of bottled up emotions. You have a lot of unaddressed issues. And those will only lead to conflict later. So use avoidance when the situation is just, you know, something that you can avoid, afford to let go. The second conflict resolution method is what is called accommodation. Accommodation is not avoidance. Accommodation is when you actually, you know, like allow the other person to win, it involves some element of self-sacrifice. It is when you neglect your own concerns and you say, okay, let me satisfy this other person. It is about being generous, it's about yielding to the other person, yielding to the other person's point of view. It is about seeking harmony. And that is, again, something that you should use, and a point that you should use in certain circumstances. For example, again, to build goodwill sometimes, just to build goodwill. The issue is trivial to you. It matters more to the person. You want to build goodwill, accommodate them. To maintain harmony, to avoid disruption in the system, you know, accommodate other people. To manage the relationship, when you realize, okay, this thing is more important to this other person than to me, you can afford to accommodate. Then you can also use it when you know you are wrong. Like, you've already gone far. Now you realize that you are wrong. Just step back and accommodate. Or when you are losing already, you realize that, look, there's no point fighting this. I'm losing. Then allow the other person to win. Okay? Then the third one is competition, which actually, after accommodation as an approach, the next most used approach to conflict resolution is competition. Competition is when we choose to win. We want to win, like, we must be the one that will come out tops. You know, we pursue our own concerns and the concerns of the other person. We are assertive, we are uncooperative, we are standing up for our rights, we are standing up for our position, and it has its play. But again, it can't be something that you do every time. Sometimes you must avoid, sometimes you must accommodate, and sometimes, yes, you must compete, you must insist, particularly when it is about your rights, when it is about issues that have long life impact on you, that will have long impact on your health, on your well-being. Then, and if you know that is the right way to go, then yes, you can say, okay, this must go my way, you know, in such instances. But then those instances should be, you know, occasional and not every time, okay? Sometimes when you just know that even though this course of action is being resisted, it is the best. When you are very sure, use competition, which means that you must insist on winning. The next one is compromise. Compromise is sharing 50-50, you know. It's like an intermediate level of assertiveness and cooperation. It is saying, okay, let me meet you halfway. Okay, I take 10, you take 10, you know. And that is what compromise is about. It's finding something that is mutually, partially satisfying. Because the thing about compromise is that nobody is really fully satisfied, right? It's about partially satisfying. And it's somewhere between competing and accommodating. It's like saying, okay, I can't accommodate all of it, but I can meet you halfway. That's what compromise is. Sometimes it means splitting the difference. Sometimes it means exchanging concessions or just, you know, looking for a middle ground position where you can, you know, where you can compromise and solve the conflict. And again, this also has its application. Sometimes when you are stuck, the negotiation is stuck, both of you have equal power, nobody's willing to budge, you may compromise. Sometimes when you need to achieve, you know, quick settlement to complex issues, you need to move forward, this is a stumbling block, you can't seem to go around it, you may need to just compromise. Where everything has failed, maybe competition has failed, accommodating has failed, and even collaboration has failed, they can say, okay, you know what, let's make a compromise. When you can still accommodate that concession that you have made, then you can compromise. The last one is collaboration, and that's I think the best approach to conflict, particularly when it's on major issues, when it's on consequential issues or life issues. We must learn to collaborate. Collaboration means that we are assertive and we are cooperative at the same time. We are assertive about what we want, and we are willing to be cooperative to understand what the other person wants. Collaboration is when we work together, not as competing opposites, but work together as a team to find what is called a win-win solution. And how do we do that? We do that by identifying each other's, you know, underlying concern. What do you want? What do I want? How can we work it out? We explore all the alternatives. And sometimes it means coming out with a total new solution that satisfies both ends. It's working together to find out solutions that just meet the needs of both persons. And I think that's where strength and quality is built, when we collaborate, because now it's not about one person winning. It's about us developing that relationship to be able to iron things out. And the more we collaborate, the more our relationship, and whether it's family, whether it's work, whether it's love, whether it's, you know, any kind of relationship, the more we collaborate, the more we see from each other's perspective, understand each other's needs, and then we're able to get an outcome that satisfies both parties. So in wrapping up, the style that you will use, the approach that you use will depend on the conflict. So you can't go around competing all the time. You can't go around accommodating all the time. And that is why it is actually a skill that you develop, so that you know, when do I avoid? There are people who get entangled in things that they can simply avoid. And then, when do I compete? Where do I compromise? When shouldn't I compromise? And of course, collaboration is encouraged as much as possible. Let me wrap up to this episode by saying that conflict is inevitable. If you're going to grow in life, you're going to grow in leadership, you're going to become successful, you must develop your ability not only to resolve conflicts between you and others, but also to resolve conflicts between members of your team, members of your household, members of your organization, members, you know, people around you. This skill goes beyond something that you use for your personal self, but it goes to something that you can use to make the world a better place. That's all for today's episode. Remember to share with friends and family. Do drop a comment if you can. And thank you for listening. Till next episode, God bless you. Bye-bye. Bye.